Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about my beloved Explorer, and there's a problem with it. Well, not my personal Explorer, but you know that I've got a thing for Ford Explorers, and I got hit with a whole bunch of emails yesterday from people sending me a Bloomberg article. Thank you for sending that, by the way. And people are saying, Steve, the Explorer is in the news. And here's what's going on. A more recent modern Explorer might have a problem causing carbon monoxide incursion into the cabins, i.e., there's a fume leak into the cabin, and Ford Explorer owners say their SUVs are making them sick. This is a story written by Ryan Bean, Margaret Cronin-Fisk, and Allison McCartney, like I said, from Bloomberg. And migraine headaches, fatigue, and dizziness were the complaints that Bert Henriksen had several times a week, especially after his 30-mile commute home in his 2017 Ford Explorer. He said that he was getting scared that he might have some kind of brain problem, so he went to a doctor. Doctor came back and ran some blood tests and said, hey, you've got carbon monoxide levels in your blood that are kind of high. Are you in any situations where you're exposed to, you know, smoke or fumes or fire? And the only thing he could think of was the vehicle. And it always did seem to happen during or after a ride in his Ford Explorer. So he went out and got a carbon monoxide detector like you can stick into the cigarette lighter. And sure enough, the levels were elevated inside his vehicle. So Henriksen is among more than 3,000 Ford Explorer owners who've complained to Ford or federal regulators that they suspect exhaust fumes have seeped into their SUV cabins. Many fear carbon monoxide gas may have made them ill, and dozens of drivers have complained to regulators that the company's recommended fix didn't fix it. Explorer owners have filed more than 50 legal claims nationwide against Ford, and some police departments in the U.S. said in 2017 that Explorers used as cruisers were exposing officers to carbon monoxide. Explorer owners have been complaining for a little while about this, and the complaints cover vehicles built between 2010 and 2018. Now, this carries high stakes for the second largest U.S. automaker, according to the article. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, began investigating drivers' claims in 2016, then expanded the probe a year later after saying it had preliminary evidence of elevated carbon monoxide levels in some driving scenarios. If NHTSA finds a safety defect, Ford would face the prospect of recalling more than a million vehicles, costing perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars. Ford did debut a redesigned Explorer for the 2020 model year, but they say that there's nothing wrong with the previous version. All of our testing to date has shown these vehicles are safe, company spokesman Mike Levine said in a statement. Ford's investigation has not found carbon monoxide levels that exceed what people are exposed to every day. Here's the problem. The claims aren't easy to investigate. For one thing, hospitals and doctors seldom test patients for exposure to carbon monoxide. So in Henriksen's case, it was kind of rare, but you know, a doctor who was on the ball there did the right test. The U.S. has no regulatory standard for how much of the odorless, colorless, toxic gas would create a health risk for people or drivers, for that matter. And scientists say the answer varies depending on individuals' health and age. And drivers say the seepage problem comes and goes, complicating attempts to verify their allegations. And that's what's so strange about this. You know, if you look at where the engine is underneath the hood, there's exhaust manifolds or a manifold that goes into a, you know, the exhaust system that then runs underneath the car into, like, say, a catalytic converter, and then back into a muffler, and then back out the tailpipe. And so the fumes that come out of your engine, the exhaust gases, should pass through this system and go out the back of the vehicle. And that entire system is outside of the cabin of the vehicle. So you'd think that even if you had exhaust leaks further up in the system, they still wouldn't get in the vehicle, especially if the vehicle's moving. So it makes you wonder what's unusual about the Explorer design, because it's not happening with other Ford vehicles, as far as I've heard, just the Ford Explorer in that little window of time. And that's the weird part about this. But I think that based on the number of complaints and the people who verified this, I think there is a problem. It's just, why is the problem only applying to these certain cars? Is kind of strange. The fact that the agency's investigation is well into its third year is extraordinary, said Alan Kam, an independent auto safety consultant who retired as a senior enforcement attorney at NHTSA. He said it may signal that the probe isn't a high priority, or it may reflect resource constraints at NHTSA's Office of Defect Investigations. Ford's response to the claims hasn't helped much with how customers feel about them. The company's first attempt to quell the concerns through repair instructions the company provided to dealerships in 2012 was followed by repeated updates and several additional instructions. Ford said it's confident in its most recent repair campaign, which was offered in 2017 is still in effect. Complaints have dropped dramatically since this latest effort. The fix effectively resolves the matter. And yet for drivers like Bert Hinrichsen, it didn't solve anything. He now drives the portable carbon monoxide detector in his Explorer, and he said it occasionally shows elevated levels of the gas. He said, you know, the problem is that it's sporadic. It doesn't happen all the time. And Ford twice sent engineers to examine his Explorer, but they found no problem. Meanwhile, an Explorer owner, Dallas Hazelhorst of Hayes, Kansas, had a similar experience. Ford's engineers twice found no issue with his vehicle, even though his own carbon monoxide detector, which he attached to the third row headrest, detected elevated levels every few weeks. He said it was a very frustrating experience. We knew what we were smelling, but the people at the dealership, of course, said they couldn't, and neither could the people from Ford. So in Hinrichsen's case, Ford offered to buy his Ford Explorer back after he sued the company under Michigan's Lemon Law. He's in the process of closing that deal now, and it sounds like he's got a really good attorney. As of mid-2016, Ford had bought back roughly 100 Explorers from complaining drivers, according to federal records. But Ford's Levine said, we've made the buyback offers to certain customers as goodwill gestures. And the story points out that when it was introduced in 1990, the Ford Explorer helped usher in the American obsession with SUVs, and Ford has sold more than 7 million of them. The fifth generation Explorer arrived in the 2011 model year. The first complaints about exhaust fumes seeping into the cabin followed soon thereafter. Now, here, like I said, it's such a weird thing. It doesn't happen in other models of cars from Ford, and it doesn't happen to other years of the Explorer. I've mentioned before that I've owned Ford Explorers for some time. I've got one right now. I love the vehicles. My Ford Explorers have treated me extremely well. And in fact, my Ford Explorers, generally speaking, when I get rid of them, usually have the original starter, original water pump, transmission's never been gotten into, engine's never gone into. It's literally just changed the oil and drive. So I love the things, but I haven't had one from this particular group that has the issue with the carbon monoxide problem. So if you had one of these, you might want to pay attention to how you feel when you drive the vehicle. The leaks were mostly found in the exhaust manifold and the catalytic converter, which in the Explorer are welded together to form a single part. And this is what they've discovered after studying this. Problems identified in the records included porous welds, cracks, and poor fits with other components that allowed exhaust to escape before exiting the tailpipe. The reports indicate that installing new parts resolved owners' complaints. But in a statement, Ford said its testing hasn't found exhaust leaks to be a contributor to the concern. So that's an interesting thing. But if there's something unusual about the way the exhaust manifold and the catalytic converter are welded together, then that might explain why it applies to only this particular model of car in this particular time frame of manufacture. So if you have a Ford Explorer and you're experiencing problems with it, you do the same thing you do with any other vehicle you're experiencing a problem with. If it's still under warranty, you take it to the dealership and say, I want you to repair this under warranty. Make sure they document what your complaint is. If your complaint is, I think there's a carbon monoxide leak, make sure they put that in the repair order. You know, I think it's a carbon monoxide leak. And I've had people say, well, they won't write down what I tell them to. Well, let them write what they want to write down. And they say, by the way, would you please add a customer says, because I've seen repair orders that do that. They should have no problem saying customer states or customer says, and then putting down what you complain about. The vehicle's under warranty and you get it back and it's still not fixed, bring it back in, make them write it up again, hang on to your repair orders. And eventually, if you get 4 repair orders after it's been in the shop and you bought it brand new and the repair orders are within the right time frame, the vehicle might qualify as a lemon. And what happens in a lot of vehicles like this or other situations where you have a problem that's ongoing, there appears to be no fix. Another one I hate to pick on Ford, but is a dual clutch transmissions, is that there were several vehicles that had those transmissions. And people would have the vehicle and they thought it was acting funny, but they weren't sure. So they take it to the dealership and the dealership would, you know, work on it, give it back to them. Or they say, we can't find the problem with it, give it back to them, whatever. And many people would give up and they'd say, well, they're not fixing it. Why go back? Well, the reason you go back is to get the 4 repair orders. And that way you can have a lemon law claim if it's happened in the right time frame. One of the reasons they discourage you from bringing back an unfixable car is, one, they can't fix it. And two, they don't want to buy the car back. So they're hoping that you'll go away and learn to live with the problem rather than chase them under the lemon law. And as you can imagine, if somebody has one of these vehicles and it doesn't qualify as a lemon and they sell it to somebody else who buys it used, well, then they don't have a potential lemon law claim in most states because most states don't cover used vehicles. So they're hoping that you go away, you sell the vehicle gets wrecked, you learn to live with it by rolling down your windows. I've talked to people with these cars and they go, yeah, I got to roll the windows down because the passenger compartment gives me headaches, which isn't funny because that headache could make you very, very sick and possibly kill you. So like I said, I hate to be trashing the Ford Explorers because I love Ford Explorers, but it does appear that there's a window of time within which Ford Explorers might have a carbon monoxide incursion problem in the passenger compartment. So if you own one of those vehicles, be very, very careful, pay close attention. And if you want to see whether you're correct or not, buy a carbon monoxide detector. I hear they're not that expensive. But again, I want to thank the people who passed the article along to me. I got it probably a dozen different people sending to me yesterday. And I'd also like to salute Ryan Bean, Margaret Cronin-Fisk, and Allison McCartney for writing the article. Ford Explorer owners say their SUVs are making them sick. It's from Bloomberg. It's an extremely lengthy article. I'll put a link to it in the description below the video, and I'll also put in a link to my love affair with the Ford Explorer. So any questions or comments, put them in the comments below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.